There's a good chance lawmakers and the governor may not come to terms on a comprehensive budget plan until after November's general election.
And that's really sad because a lot of these nonprofit providers and institutions of higher learning, if you strip funding and you eliminate the availability of those services, you can't just turn around and start having money flow again and have that service jump back on its feet.
That's Emily Miller with the organization Voices for Illinois Children. Other experts agree with her analysis. Social service providers, universities, colleges, and other programs have gone without state funding for more than 8 months. I'm Jamie Dunn.